Bruce Dardell became deeply involved in crash testing methods.
The whole vision was to make it a centre of excellence in biomedical research, to link the crash impact work with an understanding of how the human body reacts to those impacts. And again, that was why the crash barrier was such an important component of that vision, because that would allow us to test a vehicle as a complete system. Instead of testing a seatbelt and a collapsing steering column and all those separate bits, we could test the whole thing and have in the vehicle a dummy that was representative of a human being. We could measure what happened to that dummy, and we could say, well, the dummy lived or died or was injured, depending on the readings we got off the instruments. So on the dummies, we would measure the accelerations in the head, because that's what determines how your brain reacts and how it can be injured. We measure the accelerations in the chest, but more particularly the compression of the chest. And we could measure the forces in the thighs, because that, if you slide forward and your knees hit the dash, that measures the forces there.
A young engineer, Ross Del Nivo, who had joined Tyro in 1984, is now manager of Crash Lab's new facility.
If we put a dummy into a car, we want to measure the performance of the car, not the condition of the dummy. There's two styles of crash test dummy. There's a full frontal dummy, which we usually refer to as the hybrid series or the hybrid 3 family. And then there's a specialised version of that dummy, which is a side impact dummy, referred to as a SID. They're designed to be human-like in their response to either forward impacts or to side impacts. Now, these dummies range from small females, which we refer to as a fifth percentile female, which is someone who only 5% of the female population would be smaller than, all the way up to a 95th percentile male, who basically represents the size of person where only 5% of the male population is larger. The fifth percentile female weighs approximately 50 kilos, the 95th percentile male weighs approximately 101 kilos. Now, the common dummy, though, is the 50th percentile, or Mr. Average, and the weight there is around 78 kilograms.
What's the cost of those sort of dummies?
A basic crash test dummy, that's a dummy without all the instruments installed, but just the physical dummy itself, you're looking at least $100,000 by the time it's delivered in Australia. And then once we start introducing the load cells and sensors to measure acceleration and forces, typically a crash test dummy would start around $150,000. And our more sophisticated side impact dummies would be getting closer to a couple $100,000 per dummy.
How long do they last?
They last forever, or have the potential to, because each time a crash test dummy goes into a vehicle or goes onto the sled to be used in a test, it needs to be in as new condition. A lot of dummies that we're currently using today are over 10 years old. There'll be some there getting up to 15 years old, and there would probably be very little of the original dummy left, but the dummy is in as new condition. So Crash Lab is in some sense the fountain of youth for crash test dummies. They never get old.
The crash barrier was duly installed and tested.
We set up the crash barrier on the back of the block we had at Rosebery. And it was interesting because we did everything on a shoestring. And I remember being out there one afternoon looking down, and I'm lining up, will the car miss the tree on the right? And am I going to miss the garage where all the fleet vehicles are on the left? You know, can I squeeze it down that space and it would fit? And hope people can't see that your fingers are crossed behind your back.